Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is Bronwyn. This is my first ever radio show. I'm here solo in the studio. Never been here alone before. I've guest starred on many of my friends' shows, but this is my first time on air alone. So very nervous, but also very excited. Bear with me. Might be a little bit of lag time between songs. I'm still getting used to the system, but I'm really excited that for anyone who's listening right now, thank you so much. I know my family's definitely listening, so shout out to them. So my show this semester is called Songs for My Dog. My dog's name is Ollie. I hope he's also listening too from home. And yeah, there's not really a specific genre for my show. It's pretty freeform, just my music taste, I guess. But for this first show, I decided to take the title Songs for My Dog very literally. So what you just heard was Joni by Claro. I actually went to see Claro in concert last Monday at the House of Blues. If you live in Boston and you haven't been to the House of Blues, definitely, definitely you should go. Claro was incredible. She actually performed, I went Sunday night because she performed Sunday and Monday. She was amazing. She's touring her new album, Sling, which I also very strongly recommend. Her dog, Joni, is featured on the front of the album cover, so I also recommend looking that up. And what you just heard was her song titled Joni, which is a song she wrote for her dog, which is very cute. There's no words, it's just sounds and music, and I kind of feel like it's what a dog would enjoy listening to. So, yeah, it's a super cute song, and I thought I would play that first to kind of set the mood for the show. So, next we are going to hear Me and My Dog by Boy Genius, which is Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. And I'm really excited for you to hear this because this is also one of my favorites. So, thank you so much and keep on listening.
Kissing.
So that was Me and My Dog by Boy Genius. I absolutely love that band. It's three of like my favorite artists. They've all done incredible work on their own too. Yeah, they're super popular at a school like Tufts. So if you don't go to Tufts, I recommend giving them a listen. But if you do go to Tufts, you've definitely heard them before. So excited that I've started out my show with Claire and Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus. Such awesome women in music. Yeah, super excited with that. And then yet another super cool woman in music who I'm about to play is Maggie Rogers. So Maggie Rogers is in a grad school program right now. She's at the Harvard Divinity School, so she's very close by. And I actually saw her right before my birthday in September at my favorite restaurant, Pammy's, and she was having dinner with a friend. And I went up and said hi, and she was so nice. And then I saw her again, funny enough, like about a week ago. I was at the Claro concert, as I said, and Maggie Rogers was also there, which was so cool. It was so cool to see like two of my favorite musical artists in the same room, and one of them was on stage performing her album, and the other was like jamming out and dancing up in the top corner. So that was definitely something I'll remember for a long time, and I was so excited to get to see Maggie Rogers twice in person. And she's about to release a record too, which I'm super pumped about. I don't know if any details have been released, but I know it's coming out soon. So I'll keep an eye out for that. Okay, so here we go. Dog Years by Maggie Rogers.
Get jaded, no things change.
So that was Dog Years by Maggie Rogers. Great song, great artist. This next song that I'm about to play holds a very special meaning for me and my brother. So most weekends when I was younger, as the classic New England family I was born into, we would head up to New Hampshire, Vermont to go skiing. And when I was a kid, my brother and I would hate the drive. It was only like 2.5 hours, but for some reason it felt painfully, painfully long. So we would play iPad games in the back seat. And my parents had this one CD from some 40th birthday party that they'd been to. And they would play this one CD, like, on repeat every single time we'd go up skiing. And this was, I think, maybe track one or track two on the CD. So my brother and I joke, whenever we hear this song, it reminds us of Plants vs. Zombies, which is the video game we would play on the iPad when we were driving up skiing. But later I've gotten into it on my own, and I was just talking to a friend the other day. I feel like so much of growing up is discovering that your parents actually have good taste in music. And I remember, like, my parents, when they first had iPhones, I would listen to the songs that they would download from iTunes, and it's crazy how much music has changed. Like, now I feel like all we listen to is Spotify and Apple Music, and music is streamed. But I remember in 2008 buying songs on iTunes and listening to my parents' music. And they listen to such good stuff, like everything I listen to now. Some Wilco, Belle and Sebastian, Feist, all stuff I'm totally into now. So definitely fun part of growing up is realizing your parents have good music taste. So with that being said, here is Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
The dog days are done. The horse says,
So that was Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And this next song that I'm about to play is I Bet on Losing Dogs by Mitski. Mitski also just released an album this year. I haven't actually listened to it in full, but I'm planning on doing that. So yeah, enjoy. So that was I Bet on Losing Dogs by Mitski. So I'm going to take a break from the songs with either dog in the title or songs about dogs. Even though the show is called Songs for My Dog and I wanted to make this episode very dog themed, I decided I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to play two songs that I've really been enjoying lately. And I think both are very on brand for the day. So today I really enjoyed the weather. It was kind of rainy and it smelled really nice and it was getting a bit warmer. And it kind of started really feeling like spring. I really like this time in the semester because I feel like the first part of second semester can be so cold and snowy. But the second half of second semester is actually quite nice when it gets warmer and warmer each day and people start wearing less jackets and bundling up. So this next song is called Spring by Angel Olsen. Enjoy.
Oh, No other can say alone with her heart. No other can bear. So give me some heaven just for a while. Make me
down my windshield. Silvery teardrops trickling down my window. Steady rain all night and day, and the ripples ride in the way. A fist, and you kissed me with your face all dewy wet. Once upon a time, I thought it would be easy to forget, but these misty memories of you are driving me insane, girl. Steady rain and the vapors ride in the way. Shiny tears keep falling.
that was Steady Rain by Warren Zevon, and before that we had Spring by Angel Olsen. I feel like I'm taking both the title of my show, Songs for My Dog, and the weather, and I think I'm just taking things so literally. Every song I started with had dog in the title, and then I had Spring, which obviously season we're in right now. Before that, or then I had Steady Rain, it's been raining all day. So yeah, I think I'm taking the titles very literally today, but I've really enjoyed everything I've played, and I hope you have too. Thank you so much to anyone who's listening. I'm so excited that this is my first show, and I'm so excited to everyone who's listening here today. Okay, so I'm going to kind of continue with the Monday evening vibe. My good friend Jill and my other friend Andrew, they both have shows on Sunday afternoon, and both of them yesterday were talking about how they like to curate their show to the vibe of the Sunday afternoon, and I feel like I want to try and do that with my show as well. I think Monday evening is an interesting time because you still have the whole week ahead of you, but you've gotten through Monday, you've gotten through the hardest day. Mondays are really busy for me. I have 4 classes, so Mondays are kind of nonstop, which is why I feel like the vibe of this show this semester is going to be very chill, very low-key. I was actually thinking when I heard that my show is going to be at 7 p.m., what kinds of things people are going to be doing when they're listening to my show, and I feel like most people are probably commuting home from work, maybe if you're an adult, if you're a student at Tufts. I feel like people are probably coming back from dinner, doing work in the library. So I feel like Monday at 7 p.m. is kind of a low-key time, which is why I'm going to curate the show to a more low-key vibe. So this next song I really, really enjoy. It's by The Little Willies, which is a band that... it's a band composed of many different artists that all have done work on their own. So Nora Jones is the piano and vocals of the band, and I love her music. So she did a great job with this song, and I'm excited for you to hear it. So enjoy.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your against the window and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. Sadness when you leave.
So that was the Little Willies with For the Good Times. My friend Gabe just DM'd me from high school that he's listening to this show. So Gabe, if you're still listening, thank you so much. I'm literally so excited that, like, it's funny because I'm here alone in the studio, so I feel like I have no audience, but I'm sure they're actually, I mean, I don't want to be too cocky. I feel like maybe 20 is the maximum amount of people listening to this right now. But for anyone who is listening, thank you so much. I'm just so excited to be here, as I said, and so excited to be sharing my music. My friend Jill, who I mentioned a second ago, who has a show on Sunday, she told me how over break she was so sad because she couldn't do radio, and she said it's like her form of therapy. And I totally get that comment now. It's so nice to just be here in the studio playing my music. And thank you to anyone else who's listening and along for the ride. So this next song I'm going to play is Mood Ring Baby by Field Medic.
You'd be alone.
that was Mood Ring Baby by Field Medic. Love that song. So we're coming to the end of the show, which is so sad. I've had the best time in here. So for anyone listening right now, my show is going to be Monday at 7 p.m., but every other week. So I will not be on here next week, sadly. But 2 weeks from now, Monday at 7 p.m., I'll be back. I have some really exciting shows that I've planned for this semester. Hopefully a couple of guests. Yeah, so keep listening every other Monday at 7. So I actually have to read a PSA now as part of studio policy. So the PSA I'm reading today is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So I hope you enjoyed that, and the next song I'm going to play is The Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys.
You held it in your hands. oceans full of tears. Flags, rags, ferry boats, senators and scars. Every precious dream and vision underneath the stars. Yes, you climbed on the ladder with the wind in your sails. You came like a comet, blazing your trail. Too high, too far, too soon.
So that was The Hole of the Moon by The Waterboys. I love that song. Okay, so I only have like 8 minutes left, which is so sad. I've like seriously had the best time in the studio, so thanks everyone for listening. Special shout outs to Hazel, Ford, and Indra. I think all three of you are listening right now, and I'm so excited that all three of you are here. So I'm gonna end the show how I started it, with two dog-related songs, given the title of my show, Songs for My Dog. So the first one I'm going to play is Martha, My Dear, which is a Beatles song. I actually think this is my favorite Beatles song, which actually I think it might be a hot take because I feel like people kind of, I'm not allowed to swear on the show, but people do not like this song on the White Album. I think the general consensus is that there's better songs in the White Album, but I think this is one of the best. It's like Joni, which I played at the very beginning of the show by Claro. This song was written to the dog, which I think is like the cutest thing, writing a song to your dog. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear this one. If you haven't already, I feel like a lot of people have probably heard this song before.
My days in comfort.
that was Martha, My Dear by the Beatles. That one was written by Paul McCartney, if you didn't know already. I think Paul's songs, so I didn't know that much about the Beatles until I watched the 3-part documentary that came out earlier this year. And I think, I feel like Paul is definitely my favorite because I think that, like, he has a certain cuteness to his songs, which I really enjoy. And I think Martha, My Dear definitely falls under that cute Paul songs category. I just love that he literally wrote that for his dog Martha. This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so excited that all of you guys listen to my show tonight. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I'm gonna finish off the show today with one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists, and it is dog themed. Hopefully I'll play a lot more of this artist throughout the semester because I really enjoy them. They're British, and I'm going to London next fall, so makes me excited for that. So this is Dog on Wheels by Belle and Sebastian.
Confounded by you, and still a boy, I am indebted to you. Every song I ever wrote was written for you, written for you. Now I'm feeling flat, you seem a mile away. I'm so tired that down on the pavement I lay. Till the blossom of the tree comes falling on me, fall on me. From my window I can see the mountain and snow. From my window I will shut my eyes and let go. Promise me you'll always be around when I fall.
Take him down to the road and a thing.